Let me paint the scene a little bit. Bobby Humphrey is actually at a game right now. It's Clay Chalkville and Hoover, a semifinal game for a chance to go to Auburn. It's tough for me to say that, but the winner goes in place for a state championship.
Yes, and big ball game tonight. Clay Chalkville is a very talented team, very explosive. Speed on both sides of the ball. You know, they just got everything, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, DB. And obviously Hoover is at the old Hoover as always, you know, undefeated and playing very well as well. So this should be a really, really good ball game tonight.
Bobby, let's talk about this upcoming SEC championship game, a game that, you know, Alabama a couple of weeks ago, it would have meant something to win an SEC championship, but it just magnifies this game because it's a play-in game for a national title.
Well, you know, it's kind of been that way here over the last 4 years, I think, with the SEC winner playing for the national championship, where it's been a little longer than that. But you know, this game really, for all the Marbles, it's basically, you know, semifinal games in the playoff. It's a playoff matchup to get to the Super Bowl if you would look at it from an NFL standpoint. And everything is on the line. And you know, you don't need to hold anything back because you got plenty of time to prepare and adjust, to make an adjustment you like to adjust, you know, to get ready for the national title game. So tomorrow, is you land it all on the line, and guys just got to play their best game and to be able to win this and to get to the big dance.
Hey, Bobby, and this is Martin. You know, as you're preparing, you got two teams here. One has been there several times with the big stakes on the line, as you mentioned, kind of the playoff atmosphere. Alabama's been there. Georgia hasn't, even though they've been in the SEC championship game. What impact do you think that pressure will have on these kids as they come out and prepare to play tomorrow?
You know, Martin, that's a good question, and I'm not sure that it would present any pressure from the standpoint that, you know, you play in the SEC and you play big ball games throughout the year. And those big ball games are the ball games that get you to this particular ball game. You know, Georgia playing Florida to be able to get the right to coach, you know, to go to to represent the East. Yeah, that's a big ball game. That's a pressure ball game. That's a ball game Georgia has to win to be able to play in the SEC championship game. So, you know, with the caliber of play throughout the SEC, I think, you know, you got to look at it that every ball game is pretty important. So although this one has a little bit more value on it, I just don't think that that aspect of it will bother Georgia at all.
Well, just following up on that question, I tend to agree with you, but the follow-up question to that is Alabama's kind of been in the Mississippi State, LSU, Texas A&M having to win all except for West Carolina. Even though they easily won over Auburn, they had to win that game to get here. Georgia's kind of been on they've kind of skated into here not having that pressure of having to win to get to this championship game. Do you think that has any impact on them?
Well, I do think that Georgia has not been in the caliber of ball games that Alabama has been in throughout the year. I do agree with you there, Martin, because, you know, you're talking about an emotional game against LSU and then turning right back around and playing a very good Texas A&M team, who I think is a very much just a great team. I mean, losing by 3 to Florida and barely, you know, and LSU barely getting out of there by the skin of just by a slim margin. So, you know, I would think that Alabama has definitely played in more, you know, I would say intense or competition games than Georgia. You know, Georgia, in my opinion, I think maybe Florida was probably the most high-pressure game that they've had all year, if I can recall. South Carolina, they pretty handled them pretty easily. I didn't expect that. But once they got past South Carolina, they only had one game that they really had to mark on their schedule. They had to win to get here. So I do think that Alabama would have the edge in terms of being in more ball games where they would have to go all the way down to the wire versus Georgia only being playing in one, and that was against Florida.
We're talking with Bobby Humphrey, former legend at the University of Alabama, and you go back and look at the stats that he put up here at the University of Alabama, simply amazing. Let's look at Georgia for just a couple of minutes, and I think we'll also want to talk about T.J. Yeldon because he's a much taller back, and you also played at a little bit taller running back than what you typically see. Gurley and Marshall for Georgia. These guys are freshmen. And they're going to be counted on in this football game. And I think the one thing that maybe has not been pointed out so far is this time last year they were playing in high school football. But now we're into the 13th game of the season. Is that a factor because of endurance and sort of trying to make that adjustment to big-time SEC football?
I really don't think so. When you think about those guys and what they've done over the year, and the impact that they've made for Georgia, I don't think the magnitude of this game will affect them at all. I look at them in the same light as a T.J. Yeldon, he was a freshman. He is a freshman, although he does have to is in the rotation with a guy that has some experience. Those guys are kind of in the same situation, although I do think T.J. Yeldon is a much better back than both those guys, not being biased, of course.
Absolutely not, right?
but I do think they played enough ball games to get the edge off from being, labeled as a freshman. They didn't play enough ball games now that they have taken the freshman coat off of them. They got to step up and they got to be, they're grown up now. They're big boys, just like T.J. is, so. I would think, though, this game will present to those two a little bit more of a magnitude. And I would think in the initial stages of preparing for kickoff, that they should be a little bit stage fright. But I think that's going to go away pretty much after the first snap and the first time they touch the ball and get hit. That's going to go away.
Yeah, Bobby, I tend to agree with you there in terms of the freshman thing. When you were playing, I was playing 13 games, they've already played more games than we had for our whole season. So that freshman thing is gone. And the fact that they split time, I don't think the wear and tear on the body has been as bad either. As you look at this game, what do you think the key point will be for Alabama to walk away with the victory versus Georgia?
Well, I think the thing about Alabama is that they played very well against teams that like to line up and play physical, smash-mouth football with a pro-type style offense. I think where Alabama has kind of stumbled a little bit is when they play against somebody like a Johnny Football, that type of guy that just run around, you get a sack, you slip away somehow or another, and, basically you just, backyard football sometimes, what it turns out to be when you got a quarterback that can really move, scramble, and make guys miss. Against a traditional, type pro-style type offense, I think Saban does very, very well in calling defenses and matching up. So I think that's advantage to Alabama. And I really think that if Georgia's game plan is to come out, line up double tight ends, sometimes single tight ends, and eye formation and stuff like that, I think they're playing right into Alabama's hands because, that's the kind of stuff I think we do very, very well. I do think Alabama, with the offensive line and the experience of the offensive line that we have relied on so heavily this entire season, will be a key factor in the ball game. And I think those guys are going to step up to the challenge. And I wouldn't be surprised if we run the ball, get over 200 yards rushing, and just be able to pound the ball on them at will. So that wouldn't surprise me at all.
You look at Jarvis Jones, an amazing talent at the linebacker position for Georgia and a guy that's going to be drafted very high in the upcoming NFL draft. How do you neutralize a guy that's that good that you know that Mark Richt's going to line him up where he feels like he can get the biggest advantage? How do you neutralize a guy like Jarvis Jones? Can you run straight at him?
Well, I don't know if you make a plan to try to neutralize him. I think he's the guy, Ryan, that's going to make his plays. So you just got to let him make his plays. But you just got to know that we're going to make more plays than he's going to make. A guy with that type of ability that's predicted to be a high first-round draft pick, that's a guy you just can't say, well, this is the guy we're going to focus on and try to isolate him and try to take care of him because they got some other players as well. But he's going to make his plays. You know, you just got to make sure you don't allow him to make big plays. There are going to be plays that could turn the momentum of the game in their favor. And don't let him make any of them big-time plays. And I think that's the way you take him out of his element.
Well, Bobby, this is Martin once again, and we thank you so much for taking time to sit in the game with us tonight. You're at your son's game. Now, I this week on my other program, we talked about midlife, and I came to the realization that I'm there. But thanks to John Copeland's son winning a state championship, and now your son getting ready to play for another one, I realize I am middle-aged, so you need to go ahead and bring home a championship.
Well, you guys. Hey, hold on now. Don't count our chickens before they hatch.
We ain't got there yet now. Hold on. No, but seriously, Bobby, how do you feel about the Hoover Bucks' chances tonight?
You know, I feel pretty good. I think Clay Chauffer's strength just so happens to be, you know, Hoover. You know, although they got two D1 receivers that are pretty good, tall, physical, and we got two D1 DBs. So, you know, that should be an evenly matched battle, you know, with the secondaries. So it should be a good ball game in that respect. And granted, you know, Hoover has not played against a receiver crew that is as good as Clay Chauffer all season. So it should be a great challenge for us, but I think the guys have been looking for a challenge of this magnitude all season long. So I think that those two are going to balance out, but I think where we may have an edge is our defensive front is very young, physical, and aggressive, and they can get after the ball, our front seven. And I think that's where the game is going to be won. As always, you know, the game is won in between the trenches, as you well know, Martin. And,
that's right.
And I think tonight Hoover has the edge in that, and I think we'll win it in the close one, though.
Now that there's no bias on that, how good the Hoover secondary is it?
No bias.
Just, no, congratulations. Hey, no, seriously, congratulations, Bobby. On what you're doing now on your family and wishing the Hoover Bucks and your son the best tonight as they go out to try to play into that championship.
Well, you know, the season, you know, it goes, things just go so rapidly and so fast, and, you know, I've slowed it down with my son and I and really just want to, you know, savor and enjoy this moment because yeah. – You know, in a week from now, the season will be over with, and then he'll have 1 year left.
Yeah.
And I've enjoyed, you know, I've enjoyed watching my older son and my daughter. She's going to have her first college track meet tomorrow. She runs at UAB.
Awesome.
And they're going to have their first college meet on tomorrow. And we're going to be at there, so we're not going over to the SEC championship game. We're going to catch it on the TV. And then my son is playing tonight. So, I you know, Martin, You know, I never dreamed of being in a situation where I've been married for 23 years and have five kids, and they all grow up to be talented, athletic, and have great athletic ability, and I get a chance to watch them. So I'm enjoying things. God has really, truly has been blessing me.
Congratulations on those 23 years. That's to be commended. I just celebrated 23 as well, so let's keep it up.
Bobby, thanks so much for joining Martin and I and talking about college football. As you've sort of given us the game plan, Nick Saban has not lost a football game since he's been in Tuscaloosa when he ran the ball 40 or more times. The game plan, run the football, and I think you and Martin would agree. Bobby, thanks so much for being a part of our show here in Tuscaloosa.
Thanks so much, guys. You guys have a great weekend.